The Secret Service scandal in Colombia continues to grow. We now know that three members of the United States Secret Service have been forced out of their positions. Yesterday, a supervisor was allowed to retire, while another was proposed for removal for cause, and a third non-supervisory employee resigned. There are eight other Secret Service personnel allegedly involved. They are still on administrative leave. ABC News reporting this morning that the Secret Service officials had planned this whole thing as a night of fun for up to 30 people in a space they reserved at the Hotel Caribe in Cartagena, Colombia. They booked that room before they went out to the nightclub, so they knew it was going to be a big party night. They went out to the Play Club, which is a strip club slash brothel, picked up some of these women there, took them back. And as I mentioned on Monday, the lesson from all of this for you kids listening in, thinking about going into law enforcement and picking up your own prostitutes, is be sure to pay them in the morning. Because if they had done that, no one would know about this. It really came down to one or two of these prostitutes arguing with the Secret Service agents in the morning before they had to leave the hotel before the 7 a.m. curfew. One prostitute saying that the agent owed her $800. He paid her $25. She did not want to leave. Eventually, she got another hooker involved that got the local police involved and the hotel security involved, and it was all settled eventually for about $225. He bargained her down, if you will, or she bargained him up one way or the other, $225. But there are still questions about this, some of them being raised by Ronald Kessler, who I've talked to many times on this show. He wrote a book called Inside the FBI that we talked about last year. And 3 years ago, he wrote a book called In the President's Secret Service, Behind the Scenes with Agents in the Line of Fire and the Presidents They Protect. I've invited him to join me today to talk about this story. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you. And by the way, I actually broke this story, so I'm pretty up to date.
Yes, you did. You broke the story on Sunday. It made the news on Monday. And so now we're still finding out details about this. And when I talked to you 3 years ago when your book came out, I remember you talking about a culture inside the Secret Service of problems, problems brought on by administrative cuts, financial cuts, personnel cuts, etc. Do you think that that is what led to what we saw in Cartagena?
This culture of laxness and corner cutting by the management definitely was a factor, in my opinion. Obviously, these agents were idiots, but when your boss condones corner cutting, such as allowing people into events without putting them through magnetometer screening, which is alone a scandal, not even insisting on periodic physical fitness and firearms requalification testing, and then covering that up by asking you to fill out your own test scores, which is what management does, and other examples like that, then obviously, you know, you start thinking, gee, I can do whatever I want. So we also saw it with the intrusion by the Salahis, the party crashers, the same kind of slipshod attitude, and yet nothing happened after that in terms of changes in management. As one example of the culture, when Mary Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, was under protection, she would try to get her agents to take her friends to restaurants, and they refused, as they should have. They're not taxi drivers, but she threw a fit and got her detail leader removed. So in other words, the management, instead of backing the guy who's doing his job, removed him. So what message does that send to the Secret Service uniformed officers at the White House gate when the Salahis came? It sends a message that, gee, if we turn away this glamorous couple and it turns out that they were supposed to be invited, we could be in trouble with our own management. They won't back us, so it's just easier to let them in. And that is the culture that pervades the Secret Service today.
You have told me, Ron, in our interviews that the Secret Service, because of cutbacks, has forced people to work overtime and their stress level has been increased. Could that also have been a contributing factor, these guys saying, hey, you know what, we work our butt off in this job, we're going to take one night and just party?
Absolutely. You know, let's keep in mind, there's nothing wrong with you know, drinking and going to a party, you know, when you're not on duty, but of course, the big problem here was the prostitutes that could have led to blackmail. They could have let the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service or a terrorist in, or allowed the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service to plant bugging devices. But absolutely, the corner cutting includes taking on more and more responsibilities and not asking for enough budget to cover more agents to cover this. And so agents are overworked. They're forced to work tremendous overtime hours. They barely have a life at all, let alone time, you know, to go to prostitutes in general. And this, in turn, leads to low morale, high turnover. So they bring in less experienced agents. Training costs are increased. It is a mess, and it all goes back to Secret Service management.
Now, I've heard some people who are critics of the Secret Service in the last few days say, you know, these are the advanced people, which means that they would have had schedules for what was going to happen when President Obama got there for his meetings in Colombia. And if they left those things out in the rooms and these prostitutes did have any kind of evil intentions, they could have gotten their hands on those. When I heard that story, I thought to myself, well, wait a second. Don't maids have access to these rooms? Don't room service personnel have access to these rooms? Are the Secret Service in the habit of just leaving important classified details about a presidential trip lying around in their rooms?
Well, good point. And in fact, that is an incorrect press report. They are not given documents to take home whatsoever. And of course, everything is now on Blackberries, but it's all kept in secure vaults, in secure areas. Nothing is left in the rooms. But an agent who is blackmailed could provide tremendous access to the bad guys, you know, could bring them in, could just from his memory tell the bad guys just where the president is going to be, at what time, what entrance, what exit. That's the real issue that could have developed if this had progressed.
Now, this can't be the first time this has happened. It's the first time it's been blown up into a scandal. Maybe it's the first time an agent didn't pay off his hooker or whatever, but it can't be the first time in the long history of the Secret Service that some agent has decided he wanted to get laid and picked some woman up and taken her back to the room. Have we had security problems with that before?
That does occur occasionally, but it's pretty rare and nothing on a wholesale scale like this. You know, it is true that, you know, in many cases, of course, the agent would not be caught, but this is totally out of keeping. It's not part of the norm at all. It's not part of the culture. The agents, as I said, are, you know, so sleep deprived they barely have time to see their wives or do anything. So that is not a widespread problem. In fact, agents are people who will take a bullet for the president. They're admired, I know, within the FBI more than any other law enforcement. So the agents themselves, with these obvious exceptions, are very impressive. But it's the management that is causing the problems.
This has got to be embarrassing for people who are still in the Secret Service. Have you talked to any current agents for their feelings on this?
Yeah, in fact, you know, one of the people who gave me the tip, you know, was an agent, and they are outraged. But they're more outraged at what they say is the corner cutting and the laxness by management. They obviously all feel disgraced. They do not condone it whatsoever, and it's very unfortunate all around.
Would more women in the Secret Service have avoided an incident like this?
You know, maybe they would have hired male prostitutes. You know, I don't see that that would have helped at all.
All right, Ron, before I let you go, it has been 3 years since your Secret Service book. You've worked on plenty of other things, including the FBI book that we talked about last year. But when we talked in 2009 about In the President's Secret Service, we talked about all these things that you had seen in your reporting that had caused problems for presidential security. Has anything changed? Did anybody pay attention to your book? Is the Secret Service modifying their ways because of what you wrote?
No, nothing's happened, and President Obama is the guy whose life is at risk here. You would think that he would have taken action, but he hasn't. And the book, by the way, is still in paperback.
Yep.
Last Sunday, President Obama said, if these allegations in the press turn out to be true, I'll be angry. Well, first of all, we know it's not just allegations in the press. The Secret Service itself has confirmed that this misconduct occurred. That's what they told me when I broke the story. And secondly, you know, being angry is not exactly the way to fix the agency. I see this as recklessness, which we saw with JFK, who refused to let agents ride on the rear running board of his limousine in Dallas. And if they had been there, they would have jumped on him after the first shot was fired. The first shot was not fatal. They would have saved his life. And I'm afraid that, you know, it could be that another assassination will be necessary before the appropriate steps are taken to stop this corner cutting.
And as you pointed out in the book, this is all going on at a time when we have a president who is getting more death threats than any other president in history.
That's right. Death threats against him increased 400% compared with Bush after he took office. It has leveled off somewhat, but, you know, terrorists would like nothing better than to take out the president. He is exposed to the public. Agents I talked to say it's a miracle there has not already been an assassination, given the corner cutting and the lax atmosphere and the winking and the nodding.
Ron, thank you very much for breaking the story, and I know you're a very busy man this week. I appreciate you making some time for me to talk about this.
Thank you for having me.
Ron Kessler, his book is a great read. It's In the President's Secret Service, Behind the Scenes with Agents in the Line of Fire and the Presidents They Protect. Came out in hardback 3 years ago. It is still available in paperback. I've got links to Amazon.com that you can find the book on my website, harrisonline.com.